People think about cornfields when they think about Nebraska and when they specifically think about Omaha. But if you live in North Omaha, things are drastically different. Poverty, hopelessness. We have one of the highest African-American school-to-prison juvenile detention rates in the nation. And we definitely need to do some things to change that. And one of those key things being education.
For 4 years in a row, I've had a bill to give you choice. This year, it's back up again. The number is LB26. Parents, write it down. LB26. Kids, write it down. LB26. Look up every name of the members of our revenue committee and ask them to put it on the floor to discuss it.
You know, a zip code should not be the determining factor of whether or not a child gets a great education. Now, here in Nebraska, we're very blessed with wonderful public schools. But we know that every kid doesn't learn the same. And we want to make sure that we've got that effective education system for all of our kids.
What are the kind of biggest political obstacles that you foresee stepping, you know, standing in the way?
Well, as with any bill, you got to start with, getting the grassroots support for it. And then you've got to be able to craft a bill that you got to get to the floor of the legislature for a vote. So there's a lot of work and groundwork that has to be done. But it starts with events like this.
When we lived in places where there was school choice, there were times when we had kids in our family, some at the neighborhood district school and some at a charter school, because even within the same family, you're not always going to be able to meet every child's needs with the same school.
My daughter specifically was a product of the traditional public school setting, primarily from pre-K to fourth grade. And she could not read at all when she entered the fourth grade. She was illiterate. And so I've had to look outside the traditional public school setting. And when I did so, I found a private school that helped my daughter. That school cost a lot of money. And I had the means to do it, but a lot of parents don't. And my daughter went to that private school, and in 1 year, she went from a non-reader to a third grade reader.
The kids behind us and all kids in Nebraska deserve the highest quality education possible, and school choice helps make that possible for every child in Nebraska.
Our children have been failed miserably in our educational system. It's the good life. Nebraska, our tagline is the good life. It's the good life for who?